Hello, I'm Ian Wright, librarian at the North Muskegon branch of the Muskegon Area District Library, and you're listening to Humans of Muskegon Musician Edition. This program aims to highlight and support musicians in Muskegon County and give them an opportunity to share their story in music as well as their connection to West Michigan. On this episode, we will be connecting with Ruth and Max Bloomquist. Ruth and Max, thanks for coming out and chatting with us today. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Oh, Ruth, you just go right ahead.
Well, let's see. Max and I have been playing music together for 50 years, and we met like a year and a half before we started playing music. No, about a year before. No, 6 months.
Just about. It was the summer of 1975 when we first met.
That's right. And so it's I don't know anything else to be with him except to be playing music. It's just the way our life has always been. We always take our instruments with us when we go anywhere. Somebody said to us, "Don't you ever go on vacation and not take your instruments?" To which we said, "Why would we do that?"
Vacation is like what we do for fun, and that would be playing music.
There you go.
For an audience.
So it's, from the start, we were playing with a band. We had a trio that would expand and contract with time. At one time, it had gone up as many as six pieces, but the majority of it was a trio. And the trio was called Amaryllis, and we were together for 20 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we're old. It works that way. And so then our partner split off, and he and his wife are still playing music down in Florida.
Wow.
And it's just, Jimmy Buffett says, once the bug bites you, you live with the sting. And that's the way music is. So we've been fortunate to play in a lot of places all over the country. We've been fortunate to play in France, England, Belgium, Mexico.
Wow.
All because of people we knew, friends we knew over the years who changed their residence and invited us to come and found us a few living rooms to play in. So we don't usually say no to those things.
Sure.
And here we are working on our seventh CD.
Wow.
And we've been working on that again this week. I write most of what we do. And for that 20 years we were with Amaryllis, we did just like only 2% of what we did was original material. We did all cover material. And that's how we learned. That's something I talked to my son about. He goes, "Well, I want to write my own stuff." And I said, "Well, it doesn't hurt to learn other people's things because you learn how it's done."
Absolutely.
And
you find your style.
That's
the
right.
The songs that you like are the songs that you end up, performing because you like to do it. And then that becomes the kind of music that you always play.
Sure. Absolutely.
So what's the next question?
Sure. Oh, well, are you guys originally both from Muskegon originally?
We are. Yes. We are. Okay. We grew up 3 miles from each other.
Okay.
And,
very cool.
But we went to different schools.
Okay.
And I didn't meet him until after he had graduated from college.
Oh, wow.
So...
how would you say Muskegon has shaped your sound or your songwriting abilities?
You got to say something, Max.
You're looking at me, our sound? I don't have songwriting abilities. She does.
Okay.
And so I don't really have an answer for that part of the question. But I think when we were first getting started, there was an acoustic music scene, and there were some people that we looked up to and that we would make an effort to go out and see if they were performing somewhere. John Workman was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And who else?
Well, Tim Smiley.
Tim Smiley.
Gosh, you're making me go way back in my brain. There were a lot of them. I mean, even some of the rock bands and things that played around, because there were some incredible musicians that were in these bar bands.
Right.
I mean, the band itself was okay, but some of the musicians that were there were frighteningly good.
For sure.
And it was fascinating,
yeah,
too.
And don't think that the word bar band is anything bad because,
no.
Because,
right.
because that's where we grew up.
Absolutely.
That's where we were playing because as far as we could tell, that was the only place that would have us.
Absolutely. Sure. Yeah. A lot of folks got their start in bars. Nothing wrong with that. Are there any specific places here in Muskegon that you would say really particularly inspire your songwriting?
The lake, of course.
Okay.
I mean, if you've traveled and you've lived a long time along the lake,
sure.
You find yourself fairly directionally challenged when you go someplace where there isn't a lake to tell you which way is west or whichever direction you're going at the time. The other things that were more inspirational were, you know, the music my family listened to. It's a lot of country music in my family. And my dad used to listen to WTRU, even though country was his thing, mm-hmm. more his thing. He would listen to WTRU going back and forth to work every day. And one day he came in and he was so frustrated. And he always would listen to the top 40, and the top 40 would start at 3 o'clock and go. And when he came home, he was at the top 5 by then. And he's going, all I hear is this diamond ring, this diamond ring, this diamond ring. So my dad was also kind of into what was being played on pop radio at the same time.
Right.
And he would break into song, usually weird, dumb songs. But, you know, there was music in my house.
Sure.
And so that's kind of where mine came from.
Okay.
So
there was music in my house too, where I grew up. I was an only child.
Okay.
My parents had a fairly good collection of Broadway cast albums.
All right.
And just for my own entertainment, I would put one on and sing along to every song.
Okay.
Don't get him started on the music, man.
A classic. Oh, that's good. Do you have a particular local band here that you say is influential to you guys? Or any local musician that is particularly influential?
Well, there's somebody like Rod Schaub. Rod was, when we were in our teens, Rod Schaub was the local guitar god.
Okay.
He was the one that everybody talked about, everybody wanted to go see.
Sure.
And not being old enough to get in the bar by myself, I didn't get to go to see him much. But he's the first one who comes to mind. He was the one that got out of town, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some very good musicians in town, but they're happy to be here
right.
and not go anywhere. That's what I said to Max. This is unlike us, they don't have the need for an audience every night and for that instant gratification
right.
that audience brings. They're happy with what they do in their living room,
mm-hmm.
and they don't seem to require that. I need it.
Right. So, different strokes for different folks.
You bet.
What would you say is the most memorable performance you guys have had, either here in Michigan or abroad?
Well, one that sticks out in my mind was the night that we opened for Garrison Keillor.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
and
at the Frauenthal Center.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of fun. They said, well, you guys can come in and you can play while people are being seated.
Mm-hmm.
But Garrison had heard us sing the night before, and so we had chosen a song together.
Mm-hmm.
And he sang with us on the song, Remember Me When the Candle Lights Are Gleaming. And that was a rush.
Yeah.
That was so much fun. And the Frauenthal was packed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a repeat I'd love to play at the fro when it's packed.
When you play that room and every seat is taken and everybody is clapping, it's a energy vibe that is just unbelievable.
And it's physical. I mean, the
yes.
fabric on my wide leg pants was moving, and it with the sound waves, it was incredible. I didn't know that happened.
That's going to be such a surreal experience. Very cool. Do you guys feel supported by the local music community?
Yes. Not so much the bar community,
mm-hmm.
but people like Bob Skolnick have hired us several times to play at the Frauenthal. And there's a group now called Be the Music who has hired us several times to play concerts. And that's mostly what we do now is concerts.
Okay.
And there's the libraries have been very kind to us and brought us into play here in town. I'm trying to think of some of the churches, too.
Churches, yes. Yes.
So.
Yeah. We're playing at St. Paul's. It's a nooner. sometime next month, I think.
Yes. Okay. Fantastic.
So it's like a half-hour set.
Right.
It's like lunch break.
Nice, short and sweet.
A short one.
Okay. What do you hope people think of when they hear music coming from Muskegon or from you guys?
Muskegon, where's that again?
Well, what's really funny is how many people actually know where Muskegon is.
True. Yeah.
We do get out our map, our hand map.
Of course.
And show.
Yeah. Here, just below the fourth knuckle.
But I don't know. When all I can say is that as far as what, as far as my music goes, I just hope it takes them somewhere that makes them smile.
Okay.
You know, it. I'm not going to be on Top 40 radio, so I've given up on that.
Okay. So thank you guys again for taking the time to interview with me today. What selection will you guys be performing for us?
Well, I think that we're going to do one of our newer ones. I think the way that it is outside right now, it's kind of cold and snowy and wet. I think we're going to go to Mexico. That's the name of the song, Go to Mexico.
All right. So we'll be hearing up from Ruth and Max Bloomquist, Go to Mexico.